USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And this is it, folks. Rock has now stolen 893. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A $35,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person who shot and killed a Cleveland police detective and an informant last week. Detective James Skernovitz and Scott Dingus were murdered on Thursday. Skernovitz was part of the Violent Crime Task Force in Cleveland. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to appear in court today for a hearing about extradition as the U.S. wants him sent back to the States to face federal spying charges. The Justice Department indicting the controversial publisher on 18 counts related to the release of secret military documents, which exposed apparent war crimes and human rights abuses by U.S. troops in Iraq. Assange denies the charges, calling himself a political refugee. That hearing is set to resume in London after being postponed because of the pandemic. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy." Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyril Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed-upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.